Nicholas Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. I'll get to that in a minute, Jay. Maybe not on the air, though. You know, I talked about McMinn County, Tennessee the other day, about all the stuff that, where they'd gotten, you know, they got 31 sworn deputies, and they've got, from the military, they've gotten 142 weapons. 70-some-odd, 1911, 70-some-odd, fully select-fire M16s. Now, News Channel 5 Nashville reported on this. Local police stockpile weapons of war. A massive military buildup is underway right here in Tennessee. Now, one thing that they didn't mention, though, about this happening in McMinn County is that was also the site of the Battle of Athens in 1946. If you've never heard of the Battle of Athens, it is basically this. World War II veterans returned, found a corrupt local government with a corrupt sheriff. They held elections. The sheriff brought in 200 deputies, tried to beat up and intimidate World War II veterans. So a black gentleman who wanted to vote was beaten up, and then when he kept on wanting to vote, they shot him. The veterans went to a local National Guard armory, got some M1s, and came back and took on the sheriffs. Didn't kill any of them, but they got the ballot boxes that the sheriff had commandeered because they were going to vote, or they were going to count the ballots. They had to use dynamite to force the deputies to surrender. In the interim, citizen patrol groups were established to restore order. The ballots were able to be legitimately certified, and the general election was able to be held the following November without further incident. The veterans took the guns, broke them down, cleaned them, stuck them back in the National Guard armory. Now, why did CBS affiliate Channel 5, your news and information leader, only news and information leader, when they were reporting on the McMinn County military buildup, why didn't they look at and remember where that what happened there in 1946? Imagine today how much differently the Battle of Athens might have turned out had the corrupt sheriff's department been able to rely on the military largesse now enjoyed by the McMinn authorities today. Imagine what citizens, you know, these people in 1946, they approached the FBI and were turned down, the Department of Justice and were turned down. Imagine them dealing with the Department of Justice today. And imagine them having to deal with a total tacked up sheriff's department. Now, there's something else to point out along with this, though, if there was a Battle of Athens in McMinn County. There are 31 sworn deputies. If they were facing what was faced in 1946 when they had more deputies, but they didn't have the kind of weaponry, very likely the outcome would have probably remained the same. I often wonder if part of the military type buildup that law enforcement is going through is a means to make a statement where resistance is futile, or some other Borgian declaration. You will be assimilated. Now, Mike Vanderpo points out he said in his Sipsey Street Regulars blog, "Now I'm on record that this is a goodness thing, since it takes military assets and puts them in the hinterlands where the armed citizenry can get their hands on it if, as, and when. So I say procure away." What he's basically saying there is that most police departments, no matter what they've got, would be overwhelmed. Most sheriff's departments would be overwhelmed. And then the citizenry has all this nice military hardware, which I don't disagree with him at all. Now, one of the things that has come out of this Pennsylvania psychiatrist defending himself is this supposition that a doctor shouldn't carry a gun because he's a doctor. Now this is according to NBC, okay? The fact that a psychiatrist was carrying a gun, supposedly it surprised other psychiatrists around the country. Now, I know a doctor who's going to remain unnamed, and he tells me that doctors all over the place carry. Now, apparently not this particular doctor, Dr. Stephen Martyr. He said, "I had a holy cow reaction. A psychiatrist with a gun in his office? The idea of a psychiatrist having a weapon in his desk is entirely new to me. I haven't heard of anything like it before. Why? Does being a psychiatrist mean that you accept that you're going to be defenseless? Does being a psychiatrist mean that you don't have a family that's waiting on you to come home? Is part of the job description of psychiatrist, if your patient pops and wants to shoot you, please take the bullet quietly? Now, according to NBC, psychiatrists and mental health experts interviewed by NBC didn't see gun-toting doctors as a new trend, when in fact, I just told you, a doctor told me that a lot of doctors carry. In fact, they say guns really aren't the best protection against a violent patient with severe mental illness. It was in this particular case, docs. DJ Jaffe, executive director of Mental Illness Policy Org, a nonpartisan science-based think tank focused on serious mental illness, said, "My guess is that arming psychiatrists is more likely to be harmful than helpful." Why? How is it more harmful than helpful for that to happen? Well, that's because they want to choose the weapon, and the weapon they would like to have is legislation that makes it easier to commit dangerous patients before a tragedy occurs. Jaffe said, "Violence by the mentally ill is always due to them being untreated. We need to change commitment laws. We can't wait to commit someone until they become a danger to others." That's a half measure. Especially in this particular case, because the guy had been untreated enough to get to the office of Dr. Silverman with the gun, to kill caseworker Teresa Hunt and to try to kill Dr. Silverman, and Dr. Silverman stopped him and saved a whole bunch of lives. And you guys are just fixated on the fact that we can't commit somebody whenever we want to. Now, to be sure, all mental health patients are not violent. But I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about the violent ones. And Dr. Silverman dealt with one of them. And he's alive today. Why aren't you covering your colleague? Of course, it does originate with NBC. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Alright. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've talked about this because this continues to set my teeth on edge. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. When there's a rampage shooting, before anybody in the Second Amendment advocacy gets to get out there and offer condolences on this horrific tragedy, the anti-gunners come out on Twitter, on TV, on Facebook, on wherever, and they say that they wish that we would die. They wish that we could be murdered. We should be rounded up and taken to the death camps or to Guantanamo Bay or wherever. Now, let's look at the other side, shall we? Let's look at Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who looked at a hit piece written on Larry Pratt by the Rolling Stone magazine. She took certain comments that he was quoted with, okay? This was in, now they didn't interview Larry. They didn't call Larry to interview him. They say he declined it, he never got a call. Okay, as far as I know. I asked him, that's what he told me. Representative Maloney felt personally threatened, and she called the cops. Okay. Maloney's staff called the Capitol Police and the House Sergeant at Arms to say that Pratt's comments published by Rolling Stone could be taken as a personal threat to her safety, and they should investigate the extent to which Mr. Pratt's organization is involved with making threats against other elected officials as well. She added, "These comments are especially reprehensible in light of what happened to my good friend, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who suffered a traumatic brain injury as a result of a gunshot wound received during a public event." She's saying that his rhetoric, his quoted rhetoric, essentially invites similar attacks on other members of Congress. Now, to their credit, the police called her staff back and said there's no specific danger and there's nothing to be done. This was an article by Alexander Zaitchek, who also is with Media Matters, means he works for David Brock. And this is the quote that he attributes to Pratt, which he probably said, okay? But, you know, as far as anybody else would be concerned, nobody knows. Zaitchek's summary is that Pratt said the Second Amendment is not for hunting, it's not even for self-defense. This was at a Leadership Institute occasion. Rather, it's for restraining tyrannical tendencies in the government, especially those in the liberal tyrannical end of the spectrum. There's some restraint, and even if the voters of Brooklyn don't hold them back, it may be there are other ways that their impulses are somewhat restrained. That's the whole idea of the Second Amendment. Now, Maloney, she was certain that Pratt was referring specifically to her, not only because she is from Brooklyn, but also because she's a fervent supporter of anti-gun legislation, such as the Gun Trafficking Prevention Act of 2013, and she demands that gun owners be required to carry liability insurance, just as automobile owners do. She also admitted to being a liberal tyrant by saying, "He's threatening me," didn't she? I'm that liberal tyrant. Now, Larry Pratt wrote an open letter to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney a week later, amplifying his remarks by quoting from the Declaration of Independence and from Frederick Douglass, John Justice Antonin Scalia, and former Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story. To illustrate Story's position, this is what he said in Commentaries on the Constitution. "The right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the palladium of the liberties of a republic, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers, and will generally, even if these are successful in the first instance, enable people to resist and triumph over them." He ended by hoping that Ms. Maloney would take time to brush up on her reading and understanding of the Constitution, that currently allows you to serve in the people's house and come to understand the great principles on which this nation was founded. As far as the freedom part of it, she probably could use a little brushing up. Her, according to the Freedom Index published by the New American to track congressmen's adherence to the Constitution since her first term, She has scored a 21 out of 100. Now, here's the bigger point to this, though. The whole point of the article was to dress Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America as some little itty-bitty organization wearing a tinfoil hat, being absolutely on the fringe, getting out there and saying things that even the other gun rights advocacy groups cringe at. Nobody's listening to them. Nobody takes them for seriously or anything else. Why did Zaitchek go after him then? Why the hit piece? Here's the thing. No matter, you know, I know Larry Pratt. I know there's three things on his radar: his God, his family, and the Second Amendment. I know that if you listen to him in 1981 and you listen to him today, it's the same story. I know that if he was all those things that people were saying, that, you know, if he was racist, neo-Nazi, and all this other stuff, Gun Owners of America would not have him. Because they're not tinfoil hat wearing stooges. They just believe in your Second Amendment. And they're in a position to do something, try to keep it intact. And that's what they do. Now, if Representative Carolyn Maloney, here's what she should be doing, okay? Here's what she should be doing. If she believes that Larry Pratt threatened her, then the next time somebody threatens Larry Pratt, Wayne LaPierre, or Alan Gottlieb, Mark Walters at the Armed American, Cam Edwards at the NR Cam and Company, any of these people out there that are gun advocates, the next time one of them gets threatened, she needs to call them out. She needs to call them out. Now, I've been threatened. I find it amusing to do what any of these threats would have intended to do, would have meant they had to get sort of close to me. I don't know if that's something they really wanted to do, because I'm not going to sit there and say, oh no, I'm about to be murderized, murder, death, kill. No, I might get killed, but it's not going to be free. So that kind of thing always amuses me. Pratt is not a violent man, and he's not an advocate for violence. He's just pointing out what everybody else points out. Anybody that's read the Constitution, and that's the part that they don't like. They don't like the idea that they could impose a rule, and it might get there at some point, but we can still fight back. That's the whole gist of it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Same little thing I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find...
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
All right, welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, if I ever commit a crime, a real crime, with a gun, I fully expect them to throw the book at me. And if I've committed a crime, if I've gone out and robbed somebody, or if I've gone out and killed somebody, for the sake of killing them, I should have the book thrown at me. Whenever I see someone that owns guns that becomes a killer, I want to see them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Unfortunately, this is the best time to commit a gun crime during this administration. Because while President Obama decries gun violence and keeps pressing for more laws to restrict ownership, his Department of Justice has prosecuted 25% fewer cases referred by the main law enforcement agency charged with reducing firearms violence across the country. Federal prosecutors in 2013 brought a grand total of 5,082 gun violation cases that were recommended by the ATF, compared with 6,791 during the last year of George W. Bush's presidency in 2008. So the 2013 totals represent a 42% decline from the record number of 8,752 prosecutions of ATF cases brought by the Justice Department in 2004 under President Bush. This was all analyzed by Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. This year, they're still slowing on gun prosecutions. In the first 7 months of the fiscal year, they've done 2,598. This puts the Justice Department on track to prosecute the fewest ATF cases since 2000. Well before the drug gang wars in Mexico sharply increased violence on both sides of the border. So we have this irony here. The Obama administration, which is asking for more in the way of gun regulations in terms of increased background checks for private sales and at gun shows, is actually prosecuting less of the gun laws already on the books. For a lot of people, it's a lot easier to hassle a customer than it would be getting a handle on gun crime. This data contrast badly with his proclamations after the deadly shooting sprees in Newtown and Aurora. He said that he would take every step possible to stem firearm violence. He said, we should get tougher on people who buy guns with the express purpose of turning them around and selling them to criminals. And we should severely punish anybody who helps to do this. Now, in the case of Aurora, the guns were bought with the whole purpose of going to the movie theater. Okay? In the case of Newtown, Adam Lanza didn't own a single gun he used. He stole them from his mom after he shot her. Now, though the ATF has been the primary agency to combat illegal gun trafficking, the data directly from the 94 federal judicial district offices across the country show that the number of prosecutions of cases from ATF has gone down since Obama made his promise in January 2013. 2012 is 5,935. For all of 2013, it's 5,082. And we're on track to finish at around 4,500 for this year. Number of cases developed by the ATF also is plummeting. The agency became the focus. You know, they make crime where there is no crime, but they don't actually go after crime. Now, part of the reason, according to the ATF, for all of these numbers going down is that the Justice Department supposedly has shifted away from tracking the one-off violent offenders, and they're trying to prosecute more complicated regulatory-type cases, which takes longer to develop. With all of the assets they have in place, why can't they do both? Why can't they do both? Robert Sanders is a former ATF assistant director. He says the agency's philosophy has shifted to guns are the problem, access to guns, that's the problem, rather than the criminal being the direct indicator of crime. So in other words, they've become politicized. They've got an agenda. I'm shocked. The current climate within the ATF, this is according to one ATF agent, let's take a step back and not go after too many hard-hitting violent crime cases that uses informants or undercover agents. We can't just go it alone anymore or even lead a case. We need buy-in from everybody, local law enforcement, other agencies. Then, and only then, are we able to sell it internally and will the U.S. attorney come on board? But then, after they came under criticism, despite the fact that they've already admitted they're going in this direction, they decide to change their description of the direction they're going in. ATF is focusing more on the most violent criminal threats and on using criminal intelligence data to better target violent crime than it did in fiscal 2003. Then, of course, we had to blame sequestration. But according to statistics, okay, they're saying they don't have the staff to do it. But according to just doing a head count, the agency has as many employees now as it did in 2004 when the surge in cases began. Now, justice officials, unsurprisingly, said they would rather use their own internal statistics rather than the Syracuse University analysis, even though the data that was sent to Syracuse University that was analyzed was sent there by the U.S. attorneys. But even the Justice Department shows a decline. 28% since 2008. Even when you add smaller gun cases against drug dealers, Obama administration figures show a 20% decline in Justice Department prosecution since 2008. It's a very simple explanation, really. It's a very, very simple explanation to all of this. It's not about them stopping crime. They're not interested in stopping crime. They're not interested in going after criminals. They're interested in you owning guns. You, the law-abiding citizen. You, the person that's never going to come up on their radar. They don't want you owning guns. They want to do everything in their power to inhibit you from being able to own this kind of gun or that kind of gun. This many rounds of ammo or that many rounds of ammo. They want to be able to do, well, it's sort of like the Docs versus Glocks thing. They want the background check to be so invasive. And they want to label everything as a transfer. So if my man DeCorzo comes and pays me a visit, and I say, hey man, let's go shoot some of these guns, and we ride in separate cars to the gun range, and I say, here, I know you can't examine it while you're driving, but carry this one in your car. He and I become felons. Because we just did an illegal transfer. These guys specialize in this. This is why, with Obamacare, they can characterize you deciding not to buy health insurance and not have any health insurance at all as commerce. You're not spending money, but it's commerce. I'm not even loaning DeCorzo the gun. He's just carrying it in his car. We're going in the same direction, same rate of speed, same destination. It's a transfer. If my car breaks down and I get into Corzo's car, I guess I've transferred myself too, but I don't know if that's regulated. So, the ATF, the data shows us, they're never going to come out and admit it, but the ATF and the Obama administration don't care about crime. They care about stripping you of your rights. Please make a note of that. We'll be right back. Last time today, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
As we get ready to go away on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's pictures of people open carrying in Washington, D.C. today. Oh, gosh. Now, I'm not laughing because they've been freed and they're no longer being punished for living in the District of Columbia. I'm not laughing for that. I'm laughing thinking about the gun-grabbing politicians in D.C. Now, what's happening right now is a result of a federal court decision finding their law unconstitutional and striking it. It's gone. Okay? In the background, in the House of Representatives, Representative Thomas Massey has been trying to push for passage of an amendment to block enforcement of the District of Columbia's terrible gun control laws. Non-voting delegate Democrat Eleanor Holmes Norton has been fixated on Representative Massey. Last Tuesday, July 15th, he tried to offer the amendment in the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Act. This, you know, when you look at the titles of all of these things that the House does, you know that nobody in the House of Representatives smokes. Because there's no way you can say that and be a smoker at the same time. I barely can do it. That amendment was ruled out of order by the chair, a Republican, and this prompted Delegate Norton's office to send out a press release gloating about the procedural setback. Representative Massey humiliated on the House floor. Norton claims victory for D.C.'s gun safety laws. Huzzah! Well, you know, the problem with that is that Massey wasn't done. He offered the amendment again the following day. Criminals, by definition, don't care about laws. They will get guns anyway. Strict gun control laws do nothing but prevent good people from being able to protect themselves and their families in the event of a robbery, home invasion, or other crime. Studies indicate that murder rates rise following bans on firearms. He's right. And the District of Columbia is not a state. It's an area. And Congress owns it. They have constitutional authority. Representative Massey declared that it was time for his colleagues to step in and stop the D.C. government's harassment and punishment of law-abiding citizens who simply want to defend themselves. It was at this point that Delegate Norton absolutely lost her mind. She fired out another press release. Norton warned residents of new dangerous Massey D.C. gun amendment, which she claimed Massey was trying to appeal to the far right wing and to get a national profile at the expense of the public safety of my constituents. How horrible. God forbid law-abiding citizens have the ability to protect their lives in the face of criminals. The amendment passed the House 241 to 181. Norton organizes another hastily put together press conference the following day. Norton, mayor, D.C. police, and gun safety groups to hold press conference today on Capitol Hill, where she railed against that. Despite flaws in D.C. gun amendment, Norton and Gray speak out against danger to the city. Her office claimed that the amendment was so ineptly drafted that it would be virtually unenforceable without years of complicated litigation. Okay. So why was she afraid of it? Where was the fear-mongering coming from? She said at the press conference, making a big city, which is also the nation's capital and a prime terrorist target, one of the most permissive gun jurisdictions in the country, would be madness. But she wasn't done there. She sent out two more press releases complaining about the restoration of gun rights in D.C. that same day. She declared that the bipartisan opposition to the amendment would give cover to Senate Democrats when they try to gut it. Keep in mind that the bipartisan support was for Republicans who voted against it. She blasted Rand Paul for his plans to offer amendments aimed at D.C.'s onerous gun control laws. But she was still dropping Massey's name. We are working with our Senate allies and our gun safety and home rule allies across the country to defeat the Massey Amendment and any other attacks on D.C.'s gun safety laws. Now, recently in D.C., there's been a bunch of regular people showing up with guns. Some of them staffers, some of them from out of town. Somebody from South Carolina did it the other day. And that's another excuse for her to drop his name. Then they took a few days off at Norton's office. They got to, you know, they went through the weekend. Back on Tuesday, Norton complained that Massey hasn't done enough to restore gun rights to Kentucky residents. Massey wants to expand gun rights in D.C., but has not introduced a bill to expand access to guns in federal buildings for his constituents. I guess that's because she cares so much about Kentucky. The Massey Amendment, not that it matters now. Not that it matters now, but the Massey Amendment, when it makes it to the final services appropriations bill, the financial services, excuse me, of this in the Senate, it's going to get taken out. It's going to get taken out. But while all this was going on, what was percolating was this federal court decision, which came down this past Saturday. And now, in D.C., law-abiding residents can carry a gun. They still got a few hoops to go through, but they can carry that gun. They can carry it open. They can carry it concealed. They're not going to get in any trouble. The novelty of that, huh? The novelty of it all. If I had to make an attempt at an educated guess, I would have to say the gun-grabbing community is the biggest bunch of ignorant liars I've ever heard in my life. Washington, D.C., the capital of the free world, right? That has been characterized as the murder capital of the world more than once. More than once. It wasn't until 2008 that you could even own a gun and have it in your house. Now, here's what we know about crime. The majority of crime, nearly 90% of crime, is done by career criminals. I don't know where law-abiding citizens accidentally going against the law falls into the remaining of 10%. I would imagine it's pretty small. I don't know, but I would imagine it's pretty small. So, here's what we know about them. They're not interested in punishing crime because that's going down. They're not interested in going after criminals because that's hard. They are interested in making it harder for you to buy a gun. They don't, and it's not you individually buying a gun, it's just guns. Because a gun to them represents something that, you know, to me and you, it represents self-reliance. To them, it represents something they might face. That's them betraying their fear. When Maloney goes after Pratt, she's betraying her fear. She's out there saying, what if there was an armed revolution? What then? She's betraying her fear. Hey, nobody says it better than Sarah Brady. I don't believe gun owners have rights. There you go. Do this again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.